Welcome back to Exodus on Through the Word. Pastor Jonathan here, and today things are going to get a little messy as Pastor Chris joins us again in Exodus 29.
Things are going to get messy because I'm here? Is that what you're saying? Didn't we already do that joke?
No, that's not what I meant, Chris. Things are going to get messy because here in Exodus 29, we start to see some of the sacrifices required to consecrate the high priest.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. I mean, you and I lived in the same house for a while, and if we're going to talk messy, well, I wanted our listeners to know who the real messy was.
Wow.
Exodus 29 is a very detailed chapter explaining how the priests were to be set apart for the Lord. This is a big deal. The priests had a job: represent God before the people and represent the people before God. No small task. Exacting preparation was necessary. So let's jump in at verse 1. This is what you are to do to consecrate them, so they may serve me as priests. Take a young bull and two rams without defect, and from the finest wheat flour make round loaves without yeast, thick loaves without yeast, and with olive oil mixed in, and thin loaves without yeast and brushed with olive oil. Put them in a basket and present them along with the bull and the two rams.
The first step in the process was to offer sacrifices. After dressing Aaron and his sons, Moses was to offer up three animal sacrifices, one bull and two goats.
Before we get into the sacrifices, it's important to know that many of these sacrifices would be made in the future and regularly. We are going to explain the sacrifices as we go through this chapter, but for a deeper understanding of the purpose and symbolism of each sacrifice, check out our audio guides on the first few chapters of Leviticus, where Moses is given detailed instructions on sacrifices. For now, this is about consecrating the high priests.
Here in our chapter today, we start with a sin offering. This offering was to atone for, or cover, any unforgiven sins the priest had committed. Verse 10, bring the bull to the front of the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on its head. Slaughter it in the Lord's presence at the entrance to the tent of meeting. By placing their hands on the head of the bull as it is sacrificed, the priests symbolically transferred their sins to the bull.
With the sin offering, only part of the bull was offered on the altar. Verse 13, then take all the fat on the internal organs, the long lobe of the liver, and both kidneys with the fat on them, and burn them on the altar. But burn the bull's flesh and its hide and its intestines outside the camp. It is a sin offering. Now, no part of the animal was to be eaten, as other offerings were. As a symbol of sin, this bull was not to be enjoyed. Rather, it was a sin-cleansing death. The majority of the animal was taken outside the camp and burned there, so as not to pollute the rest of the camp. The key for the priests here is that they needed their sins atoned before they could serve God.
The next sacrifice was also not to be enjoyed by the people either. The second offering made was a burnt offering. Verse 15, take one of the rams, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on its head. Slaughter it, and take the blood and splash it against the sides of the altar. Cut the ram into pieces and wash the internal organs and the legs, putting them with the head and the other pieces. Then burn the entire ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord.
Now this sacrifice was different from the sin offering. The entire animal was to be offered on the altar, none of it taken outside the camp.
Now Chris, I gotta say, I love the whole burnt offering idea, but it would drive me crazy. All that grilling and I don't get to eat any of it?
Well, first, thanks for calling it grilling, and second, that's the point. It was to be a sign of complete devotion and commitment to the Lord. It represented the entire life of the person being dedicated to the service of God, and that was the life of a priest.
I get it, but it would still be a tough offering.
Well, we still have one more offering to go. You would probably enjoy this one. It's a fellowship offering.
Right. But before we get to the fellowship part of the fellowship offering, there is one interesting part of the sacrifice of the second ram we need to discuss still.
Yes, the blood on the...
The blood on the priests. Verse 19, take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on its head. Slaughter it, take some of its blood, and put it on the lobes of the right ears of Aaron and his sons, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Then splash blood against the sides of the altar, and take some blood from the altar, and some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron and his garments, and on his sons and their garments. Then he and his son and their garments will be consecrated. So, what's the deal with the sprinkling of blood?
There are many ideas on why God called the priests to be smeared with some of the blood of the sacrifice. The blood wasn't poured over them, but a small amount was placed on their ear, thumb, and big toe. Some have seen the priest's entire body was covered by this small sign. Ears, all that they would hear and think. Thumb, all that they would do. And big toe, everywhere they would go. The priests were to be sanctified by God's sacrifice and dedicated to the service of God.
It's important to note that only after the blood was applied were the priests consecrated or made holy. And it's the same today. It is only by the blood of our great sacrifice, Jesus, that we are made holy, set apart for the work God has for us.
Now for the fellowship. Verse 22. Take from this ram the fat tail, the fat on the internal organs, the long lobe of the liver, both kidneys with the fat on them, and the right thigh. This is the ram for the ordination. Aaron would take a portion of the animal being offered and lift it in his hands up to the Lord before placing them on the altar to be consumed. Then the priest would have a portion set aside for him.
All right, barbecue time.
Grilled meat. Remember, barbecue is a specific type of grilling.
Either way, the priest had a share in this offering. Verse 27, consecrate those parts of the ordination ram that belong to Aaron and his sons, the breast that was waved and the thigh that was presented. This is always to be the perpetual share from the Israelites for Aaron and his sons. It is the contribution the Israelites are to make to the Lord from their fellowship offerings. Now later in Leviticus, this offering is given more details. The Lord received a portion, the priest would receive a portion, and the Israelite offering the animal received the rest. In a way, the Lord, the priest, and the Israelite were all sharing a meal together. Thus, fellowship.
The entire process for consecrating the priests was to take 7 days. Each day, the same process was carried out. Offerings, blood, fellowship meals. 7 is the number of completion. After 7 days, and each day a reminder, your sins are atoned. Your life is fully dedicated to God. The blood is upon you, and you are in fellowship with God and with God's people. Then the high priest was officially ordained, ready to go about the service to the Lord.
And that fits with the pattern that we see throughout the construction of the tabernacle. When God created the world, he created a world where man would be able to walk with God and dwell with him. On the 7th day, his work was complete. And in the tabernacle, God gave Moses a pattern to follow, to create a microcosm of the universe, a place where, again, man would be able to dwell with God. And just as God declared that all that he had made was good, so on the 7th day, the high priest would be declared holy, set apart for God's service.
That's all for today. Read Exodus 29 today, and we'll be back for chapter 30 tomorrow on Through the Word. No animals were hurt or sacrificed in the recording of this audio guide. Jesus is our one sacrifice. We don't need another one.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.